Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
So here's the deal, there's bad language on the show, and, you know, the irony about that is we have, like, a child as the guest, so I don't really know what that means, but I'm pretty sure they all signed, you know, they had their permission slips signed, but this is Gunwash. We have a very young child rapper on the show tonight, and the language probably won't be suitable for, other young kids, I guess. So, you know, listen at your own discretion. This is Gunwash.
That's right. Whoa, hot this week, baby.
I like it when it's hot.
I like it too.
Mr. Hot.
Now, you know what's crazy? I'll even stand up a little back. I'll stand a little, sit a little back from the mic. I really like it when it's tinny and sort of hot like that.
I like my ears tingling.
You know what it is, Armando? It reminds me of the old days when I had a voice.
You still have a voice.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Anyway, Gunwash is coming up next with Mr. Aaron Veal at gunwash.com. Thank you.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yo, what's your... So we have a rapper tonight, everybody.
Yo, we haven't had a rapper for...
For what? Oh, what episode is this? 180...
189... 187...
Tonight we're going to be freestyling with a young rapper.
By the way, the guest name is Aaron, too. Everyone will get confused.
But what's his rap name?
Yeah, what's your rap name?
My rap name is Siddhartha.
Whoa. Yeah. You like Harmon Hess, my brother.
Yeah, Harmon Hess.
Let me ask you about that.
It's like that smart shit. Smart kid shit.
I want to ask about that, but maybe we should just start the show and...
Whatever, man.
There's no rules tonight.
Oh, that's good. We're going back. Aaron, by the way. Siddhartha.
Yes.
By the way.
You can call him Siddhartha.
Let's call him Siddhartha.
By the way, like no, that. Siddhartha. And by the way, Siddhartha's a...
You should call him Sid, I guess.
Yeah. It's a wonderful... Well, he's a character in the Buddhist faith and also a wonderful book by Hermann Hesse. Thank you, Raja, for showing me that book. Otherwise, I would not know about it.
Shout out to Raja.
Wow. That's his lady, dog. You can't disrespect his lady.
Yeah, you're disrespecting my lady. I want to know. I do want to know why.
Wow, 10 seconds in, he's disrespected you.
He didn't
woman.
Mean to. He's young.
It's
all
right.
He's
I can see how this
healthy.
One's
go. He's yeah. got a. He's got a. His mind is like a springboard.
He's ready you know to
I mean?
Go.
You should do a startup.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally.
You feel all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Okay, cool.
He has headphones.
I don't want you to.
He has like those mini buds inside his headphones.
We're not usually, you know, we're a little loud tonight. We're not usually this loud.
He's listening to other podcasts in his headphones.
It's true.
Right now, yeah.
You know, you kids are really. You are. He was looking at a GIF when I came in. He does all the stuff that the guys do. He's very good. I'm just examining him now.
Yeah.
Pause.
I want to learn a little bit about your music. I'm sure we'll hear some of it tonight. And a little bit about your persona, as well as the reason behind your quite interesting rap name,
all right.
Siddhartha. You agree to that?
Yes, sure.
Okay, yes, sure. What, you got something you want to say? You seem like you're bursting with...
I got a couple of things
What do you want to say? What's up?
All right.
Put us on.
Let's see.
Like, what's on your mind? You seem like you're like you need to get something out.
Yeah, I'm just a little, you know, I'm a little... It's mind-boggling, you know. I got people watching me; they're eating food.
Yeah, you know, every time someone comes in here, one of the first things they mention is that you know people are like eating. And by the way, you know, Mondo and I've had 200 dinners with these people. Well, I mean, like you know,
every week it's someone different.
Every week it's someone different.
And sometimes it's two a night.
Yeah, and so we're dating all the time with these people, and they look at us.
You like dating?
Yeah.
You dating right now?
I'm not, actually.
You're trying to get on the market. You're on the market?
On the market
right
now. Sid
Hartha, newly single. You know, Sid Hartha had no desire for...
Exactly.
Yeah, so you don't even need to go
there. It's all about the enlightenment.
Right, right. Become the tree.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, this is good news. I feel good about that.
Yeah, I like
him.
Okay,
cool. I like him, too. All right. And he's a friend of Malcolm. Hey, Malcolm, of course, is one of the members of the Heritage Radio Network. I don't like to use the word intern, you know. I try to avoid using that word, you know what I mean? What's up?
What up,
Malcolm? Yeah, yeah, come on in. You're on the show?
Oh, I'm liking that.
Yeah, 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 good. You know why? I tell you, because I need you.
Yeah, you want to use her.
Yeah, Malcolm's got like, he's got like space boots on and shit. He's like a fucking. Never heard of hipster. Never heard of Tribe Called Quest, motherfucker.
NASA boots.
Got
NASA
a nice
phone.
Smile. Motherfuckers from like the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got a nice jawline.
Very, very good jawline. You know, your jawline is, hey, by the way, you are like a, you are like kind of like a, how do you say, like a pretty boy kind of dude. You get a lot of chicks?
Not at the moment.
He's
not
rolling
at
the moment, in the coons. So.
You're going to grow into it a little bit.
A little bit.
Just don't get, you know, just eat well. Don't like, you know, fuck it up. Okay, you too. All right, hey, so I'm looking, it's funny, I'm looking at the outline. We are supposed to play like a song.
What outline? There's no outline.
No, let's go.
Oh, hey, hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Steve.
Hey, man. Oh, dude, I haven't heard from you in so fucking long, man. How are you?
Is it fucking?
I'm good. How's Andy Milonakis? I heard he's on your show today.
It's interesting. I feel like maybe when Andy Milonakis was on TV, this kid wasn't even born yet or something like that. But he seems like he's doing all right.
Andy Milonakis doing all right, or this kid's doing all right?
This kid's doing all right.
This kid.
I know you're using the Andy Milonakis reference.
Yeah, I've gotten that before. Definitely.
Although I don't know how you know what he looks like, Steve.
Who's the kid, though, really?
He's this guy.
He's right here. Talk to him. Say what up.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, why don't you talk to him yourself?
What's up, kid?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good. How you doing, kid?
I'm hype, you know? I'm on the Gunwash show.
Yeah, can you kick a rhyme?
Yeah, what, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with that beat. You got the beat? Yo.
Woo. Aaron, should I do live albums?
I think I can hold it down. Yo. Oh. Yo. I'm on some other shit. I'm on some posse with the ink of the cuttlefish already up in my stomach. Shit, my resurrect dog, I can't stomach it. Me, I keep these bars in the Ark of the Covenant. We finna drop a rack and double it. This weed so fire, I gotta roll it with a oven mitt. That's your bitch, well, she be loving it when I'm in the mouth on the daily. A dietary supplement, hey, fuck the government. I be setting precedents with the dead presidents. Fire rhetoric, it's like I'm type eloquent and I'm type benevolent. I'm a degenerate, your whole team just spetterics. Yo, we sick with no affliction, we the dab, demolish a cannabis coalition. Yo, we smoke L after L, it's so efficient, so put me on the back of box if I go missing. Can't fuck with you if all you do is coke sniffing, nor can I respect you if all of your flows are written. I spit bars like a bleeming code with a Zen addiction, and y'all ain't got no bars, America and prohibition, let's get it. Yo, rhymes hotter than the middle of the sun, though. Got a tuna crudo with a crispy sun choke. There's a first set of faux dishes, the ricotta, the radish, and the figs, black mission. You know me, I cut some duck confit, saute spinach, grilled swordfish, and man, I'm just chopped and I'm drinking port, chilling, and I'm passing the L, man. I call that core vision. White rookie balling like I'm Kristaps Porzingis, and I shit on everybody, so I call them porcelain. I send these beats to the fucking mortician, let's get it. Keep it going, hey, hey, keep the gas can chillin', cause I got the gas like a Batman villain, got I'm mad at that shit. I have gained to the ceiling, yo, keep it running. Yo, y'all can't handle this, scandalous, like I ran Contra. I got the squid up on the planche, get money, fuck bitches, that's a mantra. I'm a motherfucking monster. I'm jumping over all of y'all, fat Olympian. I'm trapping out the clouds, call me Bando Calrissian. All this oxtail dog, I feel Caribbean. And all this Vindaloo fam, I feel Indian. All I want is bleed, bitches, money, and expensive food. Never started rapping, fam, I was destined to. Take an eighth of shrooms, steep it in some lemon juice. Psilocybin made me feel a lion, Brandon Pettigrew. Step to us and snap your neck in two, there's plenty lynching. I'm penny pinching, 107 Jews. And they be asking what the cheddar do. Rats and racks don't even begin to explain the revenue, bitch. Woo!
Now it's the caller's turn around.
You know what's crazy?
Now the Steve.
Yeah, now Steve feels bad because he actually was a good rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, what do you think now?
good shit, dude. Fuck bitches. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I know you like that. thank you, Siddhartha. So Steve, do you think you could? I know maybe like in, you know, Street Fighter, you could probably beat Aaron or Siddhartha, but in rapping, do you think you could challenge him? He's kind of a beast in a way.
No, I don't think I could.
Good.
I have some raps, but they're not very good.
Yeah, well. I love your raps.
You want to kick it live on Gunwash?
I don't know.
Some rap live?
Kick some joints for us, bud.
I don't know if we got the reception.
Yeah. We'll kick them off the phone.
Yeah, good joke. Well, I have to say, very, very nice.
What a great guy.
Do you prefer...
Bro, that was really good.
Yeah, that was very, very good. You know what's interesting is that when we were young, everyone that freestyles kind of sucked.
Duck confit?
Yeah, duck confit.
All about the food.
Yeah, and I like how you did the kind of like, you know, you like... Like roll the syllable out. It's kind of nice. Yeah. You know, when we were younger, like when I was in college and stuff, like everyone freestyle, but everyone kind of sucked. I have to say, you're pretty good.
Let me just say something.
Yes,
I want to have Dirty Farms versus him.
It'd be very different.
Live on Gold.
It might get kind of weird. I feel like Dirty Farms might try to.
You know Dirty Farms? I feel like they're all in the same community. Maybe Dirty
Malcolm
Farms
knows him.
Dirty Farms is McSherry's friend Wolf.
So wait.
But you know Wolf,
but he's a little older, like a couple years.
I have no clue how old Wolf is.
What do you think about him? I love Wolf. He's awesome. Yeah, he's amazing, cool. Dude.
I mean, like, he's definitely a person.
Yeah, it, oh, what does that mean?
Wow.
No opinion.
What do you mean he's really a person? Like, he's a notable individual,
We're not trying to start a beef, I think, is what Mal's saying.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think you're going to start a beef.
Wow.
Who do you think will win freestyle?
Oh, they're saying they don't like Wolf. That's okay.
No, I don't blame them. Listen, I mean, come on.
It's okay.
I mean, you know why they don't like him?
No,
why you guys wouldn't like Wolf? Wolf is pretty chill.
I like Wolf a lot.
I've only met him once, and he was just a little weird. I don't have a lot to say. About
hey man,
Wolf,
listen, you're a young guy. That weird shit, it's gonna be better later on. You're gonna enjoy it and appreciate it. You're a very good rapper.
Every radio show you're on, they're gonna try to get you in
Thank
beef.
You, sir.
Yeah, you want to know ready. Something? You should get in beef with Wolf. It'd be good for your fucking
good
career.
For the brand,
yeah,
man.
Come on, man.
We're trying to help.
And you are
fuck that kid.
Yeah.
Wolf, if you're out there calling.
Say fuck Michael Pitt, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's funny? Armando saw Michael Pitt on the way over here. Did you hear that?
No one knows who that is, man.
I can't believe no one knows who that is.
Nah,
he's an actor, but he kind of looks like Malcolm a little bit.
In a way.
He looks like Malcolm a little bit. Well, jeepers. Aaron, that was very nice. I hope we get to hear some more later in the
evening. Yeah, we will.
I got a couple things.
But, you know... Just because I'm used to it, Jack, we should go to music.
No, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah, what's that?
We're going to debut one of Mondo's tapes.
That's very, very good idea. So,
Mondo, you want to give this a little introduction?
Please.
I got this file from hurryhome86@gmail.com. It just says, play this loud.
Yeah, as you should. And, you know, this is a tape that's one of many. And I guess we're just going to start debuting them here and there because Spliff quit the show.
You know, we originally were... a clip-based show.
Yeah.
I got to interrupt you
because we had a caller.
Yeah, sure. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Max.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Chilling, man. That was a nice rhyme.
I thought you'd like that. When I was thinking about you, I was wondering how you would think about it.
Is one of your uncles a rapper, Aaron?
Nah. Why?
Wade is saying you're related to a rapper.
Nah, I don't. Who's saying that?
Wade.
Oh, Wade.
I don't know. Nah,
you know, Wade might know. He's a famous musician also. He might know.
Who's he saying it is?
Wait, are you both named Aaron?
Yeah, we're both named Aaron, dude.
I meant Duxford.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm not related to any rappers, no. I wish.
I had a bad question, though.
Yeah, but wait, what does Wade think I'm related to a rapper? Because if I am, let's cash in on that. We could get a good guest on this.
You said your uncle is a rapper.
No.
Five.
No, I wish.
Four.
Oh, I'm
three.
No, if
pull up
two.
The gun, man.
If my uncle was a rapper.
Wow.
Believe me.
Bye. Bye.
If my uncle was a rapper, I'd be a producer already. Five albums deep, believe me.
Yeah, if you had an uncle that was a rapper, we would be. He will be on the show every week.
Oh, every week.
All right, listen. I'm sorry, Armando, that you got interrupted by that terrible.
Carry on,
it's cool.
Armando.
No, but it's cool if Max did it. You know, I get that. Max has that pass.
Yeah, he does.
To interrupt once in a blue
moon. He has that.
So you were saying about your tape that we're about to debut.
Yeah, one of many. We did it in a day, and there's going to be more to come. And, like, this is a clip-based show. I'm trying to, you know, go back to the roots. And, yeah, enjoy. Play it really loud.
Play it.
All right, beautiful. This is the debut of Mondo's tape. We'll be right back.
Mondo.
You're listening to Gunwash. Hail Satan and question everything.
Haiti.
Where's that?
Haiti, Latin America.
Oh, you see, I know where that is.
I gotta give you a dollar. Make it three, man. That way I'll be good.
What?
Okay, I'll take one.
You gotta tell me that 20 jokes.
Oh, I got no jokes for you.
You got no jokes?
The song that's in my heart.
Yo, you want to move to the other side, Scott? What the fuck you want? 20 piece?
Is that 20 piece nugget?
Yep.
You said a 20 piece and a McChicken.
Can I actually get three McChickens?
Huh?
What'd you say? Three McChickens. That's it.
Double cheese?
Yes.
Can I get three of those?
Three double cheeseburgers.
Nothing like a fallen leaf. So critical. So mesmerizing.
Awesome. You smell that spliff? It smells like tires and a lot of wood. Anyways, we're walking through a fire.
Fire.
It smells like a lot of things. We need masks.
Fire.
I was afraid to smoke a cigarette. There's a car parked over here that's on fire.
There's a lot of cars on fire.
Fire. Oh my god, the cops just showed up.
Fire.
Excuse me, I'm gonna ask the officer. Oh!
Tattoo artists, once they pass away, all their tattoos are going to gain value. Once we all get old, like, there's going to be art assessors and evaluators that are going to look at all of our tattoos and determine their worth.
And then when
we die, we're going to have them, like, cut off our bodies, put on canvases and passed on to our families to keep or sell. A brush or a marker won't pick it up as well as a machine on skin.
Noah, you're helping Mondo with the tapes.
You really shit the bed right there, Noah.
that was just like a sort of a sneak preview.
Are you gonna send that to Josh? You should.
I should. Yeah. My internship advisor.
He's
a real dick. Probably shouldn't have said that on the air.
Nah, you're good.
You're expelled now.
But yeah, that was just like sort of. We still got to master it, but it's coming. It's coming along good.
There's a few more coming along, but
Mondo, let me tell you something, man.
What's up?
That was really good.
Yeah,
you liked
really
it?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't
it
hear
reminded
half of
me
it.
Of like Germs, but way better.
Oh, I think. Cool. I think. Hey, listen.
Aaron S.
With all due respect to
Aaron S. Who was that towards the end?
The one
of
where
it?
They talk about the jail. Where going
all right,
to jail,
so check this out. On my birthday, remember when I fractured my kneecap?
Yeah. Oh my
the
god.
The kid.
I can't believe you walk still.
The That's kid insane. Next to me that was like in the emergency room. It was like I guess it was like around Halloween because you know my birthday's on like near
sure,
Halloween.
Sure, absolutely.
You know that New York tradition of kids getting slashed on their face on Halloween?
I mean, I know the fucking really. Really
old
trite
yeah.
fucking like jailhouse shit.
Yeah, so this yeah. kid, I guess, you know, I guess he was a victim this year, and then like I was getting x-rayed, and I just actually left my phone to like record because this kid was like bitching and complaining this whole time.
I mean, he did get his face slashed.
But then all of a sudden, my name gets called to go get an x-ray, but like we left the phone recording. That's why it kind of sounds a little far away. But this kid, I didn't even know him at all. He just had like a crazy buck 50 in his face, and it was like Halloween.
Yeah, but why would he go to jail?
He said he had a buck 50
because he's
well, no, it wasn't. No, this is in a hospital. This is that was recorded in the hospital.
Johnny,
right,
Johnny.
The curtain that was like two beds over. That was like him yelling, and a policeman was. They was questioning him. He was going to jail anyway because, like,
he was involved in.
He was involved in some sort of like Halloween dispute.
God, I hate cops.
Ugh. Yeah, and it was like some New York young cop too that was harassing.
I really hate
him.
That shit.
But yeah, that was that, and it was like, you know, there's gonna be like 10 more, so expect a lot. And
you know, you
I
should
know.
Get you should get Young Aaron to maybe rap on one of them or something like that.
Maybe.
I was thinking like I was a little bit
take Young Aaron to the trap house or some shit.
Yeah, I think he's been there already. I was hoping I wanted to hear a little bit more of that dead air stuff. I know you don't like it as much, but I like it.
Well, I mean, not that I don't like it as much, but I feel like, you know, we're at this generation of all like this ADD shit going on that people can't really like, okay, there's a dead air for like 30 seconds.
Aaron, you know what it is? It's like when there's a band and then someone does the solo project and they're like, "Oh, they do it a little bit different." Mondo don't really like the dead air. All right,
fine.
I'm just saying, I coined that slogan a lot of dead air, you know, sometimes it can't be appreciated here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yo.
Oh, there we are. Oh,
what happened?
Just needed dead, just wanted some dead air.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good joke.
Thank you.
Nice.
So
that was like fucking paralyzed dead air right
wow,
there.
It really hurts when it happens, right? You're yeah, like, well, what like, happened? What
well,
happened? What happened?
No, I was going to say, like, you know, you got to be comfortable. That's my whole point to you.
Aaron loves it. Watch, like, if I kill everybody else.
Oh, there's less work for me. Oh, well, no, if you kill everyone else but me, then I have to speak. By the way, you know, we should really do, like, the, you remember what we used to do, like, we would use the RecTech music, like, in the first segment, we would start with someone talking, like, coming up soon, maybe we should ask Aaron a question or something like that, and then we play, like, the Michael Tesarian music, and then while he's answering the question, we play the Michael Tesarian music, and then in the second segment, or the third segment, rather, when Mondo does his segment, we start with the Mondo music. But then we go into, not Michael Tesarian music, but some of that one fucking nozzle tape music that I can't think of. Anyway.
Those are really good.
God, I can't believe
it. The mic's still low?
Yeah, I can't believe it's only been 21 minutes, and we feel like we just had like a full show. What do you do in a situation like that?
You ask young Aaron a question.
Right. So
he's listen, like talking to himself the whole
so
time.
So listen, I know you are. You're like, you really, really want
to. He's got a lot to say.
So we talked a little bit about on the break, and we said we would touch on it again. And I'm sorry that I'm delaying you. But the Siddhartha name, you did read the book, and you were affected by it in such a way you wanted to name yourself. Explain
well,
yourself a little bit there.
I think first, I like back in the day, I like at first did it because like it was like Siddhartha is kind of like in... like connected to Buddha and like Buddha like Loud Pack and I was like the juvenile.
Okay, very
but
nice.
Then I got into like the whole like I read the book and it was really enlightening. It was just like a happy accident, I guess.
So you turned to a mutant.
What?
It's like, you know, in a mutant, like,
so you don't
like a normal
so you
guy.
Don't you don't necessarily go by the path of the Buddha.
Well, I think I do. I like I used to. My friend was a Buddhist, and I went with him to the temple a few times.
Where at? In here, in the city?
It was yeah. It was in that like right near Union Square.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
that
I know
one.
You're about,
yeah.
And, yeah, the gold medallion.
Yeah, and one time I did this like I don't know. I helped out with them. They were doing some type of like. I don't know.
Some bullshit.
Music
some Buddhist
thing.
Bullshit.
I was like 9 or 10, but I was like playing the drums, and there was like this black Buddhist guy rapping. It was really cool, and yeah. It's a nice relige.
Yeah, it's heavy relige. Heavy with the relige. Yo, Malcolm goes crazy for you. He's like your biggest supporter. You gotta like this kid. Like, yeah. He's gonna put your albums out, dude.
He's a great man.
Yeah, he's a great man.
How come you don't like his original beats?
I like him. Here's the thing. This is my story on Malcolm. Ready? Here it comes.
Here we go.
Me and Malcolm made
Malcolm and I.
We made Malcolm and I. Sorry, we made a beat like back in the day. It was the first beat either of us ever made. It's pretty sick. And then I kind of fell off from the beat making.
Fell off? You're fucking 12 years old, dude.
I'm 17, actually. Okay, fair. Right. I'm sorry. All right, ready. His beat making got like really sick, and he recently showed me this thing that he made. It was like all from sounds in Mexico. It was fucking sick. Like,
okay.
Some nice shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something negative. That's great.
No, I used to like, because like, you know, like when you make your first like 5 or 10 beats, they're going to be like shit.
Right.
But they just got better, and he's like a really respected, he's respected in the community, you know,
he's like a mayor.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Did you bring any or you don't have any?
I have like a, sorry. I have like a ton in my email. Like,
yeah, I thought we were gonna play one
like the next full service radio. Malcolm played a lot of beats. This shit's good.
You know, we're in a time where you don't have to bring anything anywhere. You don't have to bring music anywhere. It's just there with you.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's on your cloud.
I used to have my beats on a fucking CD with label maker. It had my cell phone on it. You know,
terrible pain in the ass. I mean, talk about.
But you know what? I used to sell beats for money back in the day because people paid for that shit. Not anymore.
They don't pay for that anymore.
But also, they make them.
I used to make.
It was also, but I think the good thing about that is like nowadays there's like fucking a million rappers.
Yeah, sure.
Back in the day, like you really needed the drive to like make a mix CD and then like try to get signed and like. Do
so
your
what's
album.
Your dream?
I don't know. I guess this thing. You
He's
know?
Living it right now.
Yeah,
living the dream right now.
I kind of want to like. Yeah, I'm living the dream.
Are you going to go anywhere for school, or are you just hanging around rapping?
You know, I'm not sure yet.
He's like, fuck school. How can I go to Miami 10 times a year?
Taking the gap year right now. I graduated high school already, so I'm just working.
Damn, the kids graduate when they're seventh. Oh, wait.
That's how I graduated.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But, like, I did graduate early, though. Like, they still go to school.
Yeah, 17's early, but it's that makes sense.
Depending on when's your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
So you don't know yet? You don't know? You didn't apply? You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I like food a lot. That's pretty, chill, listen, but
hey,
I don't know.
You could always cook.
You get into trouble, exactly. Though, or are you, like, a good
kid?
Yeah,
are you a good guy, or are you, like, a fucking trouble?
Like, you living your raps?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm a bad person, but
no.
I do some drugs, whatever. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, you lose like, your phone like, once in a blue moon.
I say drugs. Like, I feel like drugs is not weed. I feel like weed is not really,
Yeah, I mean,
you do lean or whatever
it,
that book.
Yeah, we'll keep it. You know, keep it in the wraps, whatever.
Is it no K2?
No, oh my god, never that, never
you
that.
You just talk to Spliff; he'll change your mind real quick, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I knew this girl at my school.
Do acid with Spliff; you'll quit rapping tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't know about that, man.
All right.
What's the worst shit you did? What's the worst thing you did?
Worst thing?
What's like a bad thing? Like an evil thing you did?
Oh, like fucked up?
Yeah.
You guys talk for a sec. I'm going to think about it.
You ever burned down a house?
I don't even want to bring this up. All right, wait. Let me think of something that's like not going to destroy my character.
You ever tattooed a dog?
Destroy your character, man. You got plenty of time to fix your fucking character.
Yeah, man.
You're good, man.
Say whatever you want.
Someone talk for a sec.
I got banned from eBay. We talked about that already.
We already do. Yeah, sometimes we just do the
We did the Jack Roast already.
We can hang out.
You know what you should do? You should go to the radio station, like Hot 97 or something like that.
Yeah, because they're relevant.
Naked. On the radio. You should be naked on the radio.
Not here.
Talking to me? Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, no, we're going to Hot 97.
I mean, naked. I like Laura Stiles. You know, maybe her seeing me naked, that might be one up for me.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
On a robe, like on some Buddhist shit, like on a robe. What?
Dude, if you want to say something, just
say it.
Nah, don't say it. Don't say it.
Say it, my brother. Say
it. So, what's the worst thing I've ever done?
You ever doorbell ditch? What?
I can tell you.
What's your medium of mischief?
I don't know. I was, I was in this expensive restaurant, right, that I go to sometimes. Called Maria. It's an Italian restaurant in Columbus
nice.
Circle.
Very nice.
And I hit what we call a Jeep buy, which is a G pen. You put it wax in it.
What do you call it?
We call it a Jeep buy. It's a word I created.
We call it a G pen, but anyway.
Yeah. And we just I kind of hit it at the restaurant, at the table. And it was a little, I mean.
Wow, that's the most fucked up.
That's the worst thing he's willing to say.
I've done a lot of, yeah, I've done, yeah, you know, like, I don't know.
Was your mom listening or something that you don't want to expose yourself?
I mean,
I understand.
I think you're all right.
Let me see.
All right, back to the thinking.
She's like, I hit a G-pen in a restaurant.
Yeah. He's like, I hit
Jesus
a G-pen.
Yeah. I fucking lit a spliff in Madison Square Garden at a Knicks game and got, like, escorted out.
That's classic. I mean, I've been kicked out of concerts for smoking, but, like, just because my friends were idiots, you know? Just the classic story.
How about Ohm?
How many good deeds a day you
do? You gotta do a good deed, man.
I don't know, like,
Dude, if you don't do anything bad, you do good deeds.
Yeah, you gotta do a good deed here and there.
I mean, like, you know, I like, sometimes I like cop people food or like,
well, that's very nice.
Light people up, you know how it goes.
That's a good deed, man. You're doing good deeds.
You know, sometimes I'll just, I'll walk an old lady across the street. It's, you know.
Put your jacket on the curb for your girl.
So one time there was
I never got that. Like, why not just walk around a puddle? Like, I never got the whole, like...
Aaron, I was living in Stytown.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Really?
I lived in
Stytown for, like, a quick minute back when I was a kid.
Oh, when you were in...
In college. And I was smoking an L outside, and this old lady was like, can you help me move my couch? And me and Brian Dell were there smoking this L. So I put the L in my pocket.
It was lit.
Yeah, so my jacket like lit on fire while I was helping him move the couch.
I never knew that story.
It was a good one.
Nice one.
You were like, here, I'm your flaming mover guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then she invited us upstairs for vodka. She was like 70.
And you were like, sorry, I'm on fire right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Hot.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember more good deeds that I did. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
The last time I did a good deed, I think I do them every day, once a blue. Like, I give people directions, but the other day I found an iPhone. And I was like near the Apple store, so I just like took it to the Apple store.
Very nice.
Oh yeah, that happened one time. I found a phone with my friends, and we just kind of brought it back, and like his grandma like called the person, and we got money out of it. It was
pretty
sick.
Yeah, of course. That's what happens when
wasn't even a good deed. It was just kind of us like bringing the phone back to his house, and then his grandma doing the rest of the work. So
when you
what size are you? In shoes?
10.
Damn.
Yeah, we don't have any shoes to give you, I don't think.
Oh, no. You guys give out shoes?
Yeah. Well, no, we got Dunwash shoes that were like made by Puma.
Take a 10 and a half.
I got rid of a bunch of kicks because I'm moving. I'm so fucking stressed, dude.
Aaron,
hey, let's try this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, rap. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
On the spot.
Sit Hard the Live on Dunwash.
This track is like pretty fast. I might fuck up. I don't care.
Good, fuck you.
This is Dunwash. Jeep mine. You guys validate parking here?
Yes.
Alright, I don't need the iPhone, I got it. Worth killing for. Blah. 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 To say that I'm new to this, that would be ludicrous. I was freestyling up in my mom's uterus. I'm the shit, little bit of the hubris. I'm on some stupid shit, I'm going 2-6. I'm shining, Stanley Kubrick. Got a lamb with a little bit of turmeric. I'm acting stupid, rich, all this exuberance. Dog, it's gratuitous. I'm chewing with the bros, goddamn, am I smacking the deli for the gushes, and I'm finna buy rap. And the owls making laws, and I can't abide that. And I'm chopping up the Buddha, call me Samurai Pack. And I'm with the dogs like courage. My whole team eating yours and malnourished. Birds perfect, forever furnished. We survive, you should invest in other rappers. Life insurance, like what I finna do when I'm in your boo. And I'm chopped, and I'm eating lamb vindaloo. To me, all your movements is minuscule. In a few years, I'll be bumming this in the coop. Cause myself, I got high expectations. I'm trying to get a polar bear domesticated. Trying to make more bread than estimated. I'm trying to get all my meals medicated. Cause in my cup, in my blunt, that's the medicine. First rabbit to be sponsored by Enemans. I'm in the game with a little bit of venison. I got the gas like the world before Thomas Edison. Judges backwards, never roll fillies. Shouts out Freaky Michi and Odillian. Pretty funny, be getting bitches burgers wet and Saw Wavy. Be tripping all the Percocet. Shouts out Saw Wavy. He does a lot of Percocet. Percocet is bad.
I feel like you must have had like a lot of good grades.
No, he said first rapper to be sponsored by Endemans.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Oh, you turned the beat off?
Yeah.
That's our
snippets,
bad.
Man. We have ADD over here.
Hey, but
man.
By the way, you know, you did... very nice. I'm sorry. Yeah. We didn't mean to cut you off. But
it's
when
all
you
right.
Said,
it's
but
fine.
When you said first rapper to be sponsored by Endemans, I remember you're really into food, and your last name is Veal. I don't want to like blow you up, but that's crazy. Your last name... What is that? That's like Eastern European or some shit like that?
Yeah, I think it's from Waterford, Northern Ireland.
Okay, that's not Eastern European.
My I think my grandpa, or the person before my great-grandpa, moved to Brooklyn, and then,
and
yeah,
then you were born.
Then it was history.
Did Action Bronson kind of, like, set it off for the food rapper?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I like Action Bronson a lot, but I'm like, I'm not trying to like copy that. You know, I'm just trying.
No, you don't sound like
do
Ghostface might
ish.
Kill you.
Well, you don't sound like Action Bronson.
Yeah, he doesn't
Ghostface.
Sound like him either.
You sound like your own thing.
No, not at all. I'm just saying the food rapping thing. You know, like,
is that his thing?
Yeah, he likes that kind of
it's
shit.
It's
kind
of yeah.
It did sound a little Big Shunnerish.
Nah, I mean, like I say, I think you do have like the
I'm
weed.
I actually prefer Young Aaron to Bronson. I'm gonna say
oh,
that right.
Too.
I'm gonna
oh
say
shit!
His wordplay. No, I'm not gonna front. Your wordplay is like. It's different than Bronson. It's totally different.
Well,
than he has better wordplay. Like,
no,
he's
you,
like
have a,
you
have
got
a
me feeling great.
Well, listen, you have a personality.
Mixtape for you.
Yeah, you should, motherfucker. You better.
Yeah, really.
You gotta fucking put us on. We're dead.
You got Rec Tech to produce this kid.
In a real way.
Yeah,
yes.
For real. Rec Tech should like
yeah,
have
yeah,
like
yeah,
a side
yeah,
project.
Yeah,
and, like,
you'd love
that,
man.
For sure.
You
should be
a
Rec Tech's intern.
No, you'd have
Rec Tech should have like a Boys and Girls Club of America, like a YMCA for beat making.
No, you would have a great experience if you did like a summit with him.
Stay in the basement with Rec Tech for a few weeks.
But he's like the first white rapper since Eminem who's not Jewish. It's so refreshing. You're not, right?
Wait, since what?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You are?
I'm half Jewish, half Irish.
Me
so.
Too, man. It's weird.
I mean, you know.
If I could rap, I would, but I don't think it's in me.
I mean, there's nothing.
Aaron, you never spit any bars before?
I seen
yeah,
Aaron
in college.
Rap.
In college.
In college, you just like, what were your bars like? Were they like corny?
Yeah, they were bad. Yeah, they're bad.
Were they bad?
I don't remember.
Were you like a rapper that was like talking about how good of a rapper you were?
No,
or were
no,
you
no,
like
no, no,
talking
no, no,
street
no.
shit? Or
it was
like,
more like, it was more like just like circling like bullshit. Like it wasn't like there was no content to it. Like this kid's actually he's actually telling a story.
Like every time
Lamb
I rap,
with the turmeric.
Every time I rapped is like, most of like it's like some sort of post-traumatic stress that I'm like, you know, relating.
Yeah,
life
we're all against. we're all very you know, distressed.
Like thinking back
at
dwelling
all times,
in a sense.
Everything we put out there is very, very distressed.
Totes.
True.
God, it's like 9:34, man. When we don't do these outlines, it's like we don't know. I don't know what the fuck
Aaron,
to do.
Well, you're
I
moving,
could,
though,
I could talk
that's like a whole like thing. Like,
nah,
there's a surprise coming.
I could talk about. So here, wait. I'll let you guys in on something. All right,
yeah,
ready?
Please do.
All right. He was talking about the food, and yesterday, because I don't know, I somehow got the. I don't think Malcolm actually said it, but I kind of got like the impression that this was like a food thing.
Well, we're at
we
a food
are in
radio
Roberta's,
network.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the other shows on the network are food related. Yeah.
All right. So yesterday, it was perfect timing that I went to this sushi spot called Soto in the West Village, and it was fucking sick. And I had these. It was sea cucumber intestine.
Nice.
Which is like I think it's like an anemone to me.
It was
with a squid and like a quail Eggington. It was pretty
quail Eggington.
It was pretty on point. I gotta say, like there was a lot of good shit. So
yeah, we got another guest.
Ooh. Yeah, Kelly Hirschman's here.
You want to introduce her?
Nice.
Yeah, Kelly Hirschman just walked in the studio. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey.
I heard a rumor you were gonna come tonight. Hey, Malk, you want to let her sit?
Yeah. Fuck off, Malcolm.
No.
Hey, respect your elders, doggy dog.
I think Kelly might fucking like. Hey.
What's up, girl?
Put on the headphones. Sit down. For those of you who don't know, Kelly Hirschman, a frequent guest and close friend of myself and the Gunwash family.
What does she do for a living?
She's a clinical psychotherapist, as far as I know, right?
Yeah.
There
and
you go.
Unless she quit.
And
she became a rock star.
No, she had a long
let's have
long
her guess,
road.
Let's have her guess what the guest does.
Yeah, what
Kelly,
do you...
Kelly, take a look at the guest.
So, by
what
the way,
do you think's going on
yeah,
here?
This is Aaron. He's our guest.
Hey.
Yeah, what do
you, how are you?
What do you think this guy does right here?
I've been spoiled. Spoiler alerted.
Oh, you know it already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're a
it.
Young rapper.
Oh, very nice. All right. Very nice.
So
there goes that game.
So, Kelly, what's going on? What did you, Jack told you to come tonight?
No, I texted Jack, and I asked him how mad he would be if I stopped in today without... planning.
We're not mad.
Well, that's somewhat planning. That's like somewhat planning.
I know. I didn't want to disrupt.
Well, let's see. Let's let Aaron finish his story. So he was having a quail Eggington.
You know what? It's all right. You could.
No. Go right. ahead, man. Go ahead.
Want to know?
All right.
He's like his life doesn't matter.
No. Come all on, right. Man. We want to know.
Let's see. What was another important dish?
You eat out a lot.
Yeah,
seems like that's
you know,
thing.
I just
like to eat out a lot.
Yeah, I like food. You
where
know,
you
I just
bread from man.
I'm working. I have a job. I told you.
What do you do?
Graduate.
You hustle?
No, I work at a bagel store.
Oh, okay, cool. Which one?
You know, it's classified.
All right, cool.
But yeah, it was a nice
dish. David's definitely.
Everyone that comes on the show is way smarter than me. I'd be like, yeah, I work here, I live here, I fucking do whatever. Everyone's very, very smart when they come on here. But very good. You're young, you know things. Okay, good.
Yeah. So,
what's your favorite place to eat of all the places?
I don't know. I tried. There was this place.
Give me like a top five or something.
All right.
Have you been to Roberta's?
I have been to Roberta's. It's pretty sick.
Roberta's is sick. Yeah.
I like Roberta's. I like.
I love it here.
I like the guanciale. You
know? The guy knows what he's talking about. Look at that.
Cheek.
Very good. Wow, you even knew that.
Yeah, it's good. I always add it to my pizza. But yeah, Roberta's is sick. There's like, I want to try that. There's like the tasting menu place in Roberta's.
Blanca. Never been, although I should be invited one of these days.
Because like my favorite restaurant, what I was about to say is, it's called Momofuku Co.
Of course. Very nice.
And it's kind of like Blanca is kind of like the white people version, I think, of Co. Because it's like a Japanese thing. So I definitely want to try that out too, you know?
Okay, cool.
Some good stuff.
Let me think.
Where are you getting money to go to Momofuku Co?
He works at the bagel store.
Well, yeah, mostly I work, but that time that was for my birthday. I went with my dad to the Co. So.
You know where I went on my birthday? Jesus fucking Christ. I get like chicken parm at the diner, maybe. But what about you, Aaron? Were you going to tasting menus on your birthday?
Well, I think I go to okay places.
No, when you were his age though, like where would you go?
When I was your age, I didn't even know tasting menus existed,
exactly,
my brother.
Right?
I really, really didn't, I have to tell you. But I'm not from New York. I was from New Jersey. I had just moved here.
I was going to Denny's.
No, we didn't have Denny's. We had diners and shit like that. We didn't have a Denny's.
Chevy's.
Chevy's we had. Yeah. But I worked in the. I really didn't know what a tasting menu was when I was 17. I really didn't know. I didn't know what that
Long
was.
Long story short, I feel like little kids are grown ups nowadays.
I think kids grow up faster than we grew up. But that's, you know, like you said, the internet. You're
but
beautiful.
I mean, it's different, you know. Like also, like you say that I'm more grown up, but a lot of people think I'm 12. So you know,
I don't really think you're 12.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about you. I mean, like actually, like every day.
Well,
like
you have a young face.
I know.
But that's good. It'll, you know, you keep it with you. Should we do another rap?
That means when you're 30,
break real quick if you want, Aaron.
Yeah, let's do
some music.
Want to
collect your thoughts?
Well, yeah, a little bit. We're going off the cuff, which is fine. Just be nice to maybe play some music and collect my thoughts. Well, we're here with the young Sid Hartha. He's a rapper, and Kelly Hirschman also has stopped in, frequent guest of the show.
How do you feel about this, though, Aaron, with no outline?
It's fine.
It's different, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Sometimes if I have like a cue, then I know what to get on, and then maybe we can like inject something here and something there. But this is very nice. We're having a good time with the.
What's good with that pre-interview, Jack?
Oh, we got that.
Yeah, we'll be back. This is Gunwash. We're here on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, gunwash.com, and live call-ins are 718-497-2128, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hoffman, professional drinker and writer about such things, and you're listening to Gunwash. Hey, you little pervert, this is Emily McMaster, and you're listening to Gunwash live out of Roberta's.
Hi, I'm Christine Crivichet, and I am listening to Gunwatch.
Rain duck, rain duck, duck rain, duck rain, rain duck.
Hi, my name's Sophie, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Out to Cat Moop on the music for today's show.
Hey, this is Chris Pfeiffer. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Gunwash Radio. It starts at whatever time you want it to.
Yo, I just want to say happy 25th episode to Gunwash Radio live in Brooklyn.
Hi, I'm Helen Holliman, and you're listening to Gunwash.
The producer, Jack, the gangster.
I cannot chill.
It's a rice flour.
Hurry home. Yeah. Hurry home.
Jesus, this kid's beats are hard, huh?
That's Malcolm's beat right there?
No, it's not Malcolm. That's my boy. That's my boy Cat Moop from Hyderabad.
Alright. Hyderabad.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, man, these kids, Jack.
Really impressed.
These kids that you bring into your space, they're like usually younger. You know, first you had Declan, then you had Malcolm, and Noah's here, and then Aaron and stuff. They have so much more grace than I had at that age.
Than you really, had 5 years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They should be like in the Air Force.
Kelly from Boca Raton with her drink jingling and the... They really do, and it bothers me, but I guess that's just...
You know, he's so humble, he hasn't even plugged his shit yet.
Yeah. Yeah, plug it. Plug your shit.
Right,
where can we
go.
Find your music, man?
I need you to follow Siddhartha at SoundCloud. Just look for Siddhartha. It'll take a while. And then
you got to get more specific than that, bro, because I tried to find you that way and it didn't really work.
All right, you look up Siddhartha, and then you look up...
How do you spell that?
S-I-D-D-H-A-R-T-H-A, And then if you put next to that, you put Flybucks Kobe, who's one of my friends. That's, I mean, that should be self-explanatory. Flybucks Kobe, the way to spell it. We did a song together, so that would come up, and then you just click on the channel, follow it, you know.
Is Flybucks
stuff coming?
Flybucks, someone you're working with right now?
Yes.
Yeah, he's your pal. But he's is he putting you on, or you're putting him on?
He goes to our school.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
he's a really talented artista.
Machismo, yeah. Artista.
And then I'll also follow Siddhartha _Dabbington on Instagram.
What's with the Ington? What's going on with that?
It's just some stuff I say, man.
Because you know we got Spliffington over here.
I heard about that. Malcolm was telling me about Spliffington.
Cool, so we've been on that before you, you know?
Yeah, he don't really come around anymore. Ington is like you would even say it like, I'm going to go for a walk, Ington.
Yeah.
Or something like
I
that.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I don't say it like that.
Well, I know, you're far advanced.
You know. I say if someone's getting knighted around me.
Yeah, you're far advanced. So, you know, Hirschman was asking questions off the
air. Are we going to do this with the Hirschman segment?
Well, I wanted to ask him. We wanted to just touch on one thing.
I would argue, okay, yes, I was very curious about this. What's your name again? Aaron.
Siddhartha.
Aaron. I was really curious about him. And I had a lot of questions, but I didn't know if I would be stealing the redhead's thunder.
No, let's you know. I mean.
But the thing is that I have my tarot cards here.
Yeah, you want to do like one of those?
Let's introduce her with her own segment, right?
Okay, cool. This is Kelly Hirschman, clinical psychologist. She's here on Gunwash tonight. She's a frequent guest and friend of the show, but tonight has actually brought some activities. And she will be interacting with our guest, Aaron Siddhartha, the rapper. And take it away, Kelly.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. I'm going to do a three-card spread, Aaron.
Yeah.
So that just means it's a past, present, future. It's quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to shuffle the cards. If you have a question, just have it in mind as I shuffle.
Uh-huh.
A quick shuffle.
Shuffle, 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 shuffle. Bubble, 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 bubble.
Scuffle. Don't scuffle.
Eating ruffles.
Oh, okay. All right. See? Look how good you are.
Sorry.
Yo, Sid, how do you feel about that?
About what?
About the cards.
They're nice. I think tarot cards are cool. My friend, his uncle was telling me about how he was doing this thing. It was either in Bushwick or Williamsburg where they were taking like a canvas and they were painting their own tarot cards. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's what I want Ducksworth to do.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But
I like his background music though.
Yeah, me too.
Give me hype. Someone should make a beat out of that.
You can't rap over this though, right?
Yeah, but you could probably. You could.
Can you split the deck in three, please?
All right, everyone, I just want you to know, Aaron is currently cutting the deck. Siddhartha's cutting the deck in three right now. That's, cutting the deck is a term used by a card player. All right, so now we're all ready to actually do this. So Kelly is going to put out the three cards, and I'll let her do this because she's got it under control.
That's kind of witchy of you.
You're a witch. You look like a witch tonight.
Is that a compliment? Or?
Yeah, no, it's like style. Or,
a nice witch.
Okay.
She's the white witch wearing black.
Boca Raton.
Yeah.
That's where my great-grandma used to live.
Del Rey, holla
back. You're taking, I mean, currently, I guess according to the cards, you're sort of taking a break. You just went through something big. And right now, it's sort of a rest and relaxation. I'm hoping that you had a victory out of that. There was like a competition, perhaps, that you had to sort of fight for. I mean,
I don't know. I mean,
hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Interrupting, young one.
Yeah, let me just tell the story, and then I.
Sorry about that.
No worries. I didn't give you that guideline.
I'm worried.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just worried all the time.
Same.
Maybe I don't know if this is if they all interconnect, but a new beginning is to take place soon. somebody is, maybe you are sort of reluctant to embrace that completely. It may be involving a group of people. And it's going to bring the group some happiness, but I see some hesitance, or, you know, it's just a new chapter, and people are not, you know, embracing it with the open-mindedness and embracing change as they should be. But it seems like right now you're just chilling out. After a big competition or something, you had to fight for something. And that's pretty much it. That's what I see.
That's the entire reading, or that's only the past?
Wait, you said a 3-card spread.
No, I know. But isn't there like a 3-part to that?
Aaron, I did.
Come on. Aaron.
All right. Sorry.
Jesus.
Do you have any questions? Now you can interject.
All right. Maybe the competition. I don't know. I almost rap battled that guy on the phone before. I forgot his name.
Steve Fuentes.
Steve Fuentes. Shout out to Steve.
Great guys club.
Are you taking a hiatus from something?
No, not really. I mean, I guess if that was like a day-to-day thing, I didn't go to work today. I don't know.
He's on his gap year.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I'm not going to college immediately.
Yeah. So there it is. You know, that's a win.
Come on, man. Open your eyes. That's what she's talking about.
No,
don't apologize.
No, the 17-year-old brain doesn't really think past, you know, doesn't have
next
that.
He thinks you're talking about a fight.
Reflections.
I mean, you said something about a group, maybe.
Well, he's like a rap group?
Yeah, like a crew. Maybe I'll get thrown into Wu-Tang.
Are you afraid to like start being an adult soon?
I think you're better off with Malcolm.
No, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, there's okay. Not guaranteed that these are anything. No. Hey, listen, that was a beautiful reading. Hey, Kelly, since you're here, you want to read mine? I know I'm scared of that shit.
Wow. Really?
That's wrong. We have a
No, it's not Jeez. Wrong. We're doing that. Let's go.
Aaron, hey, listen.
Here,
young
wait.
Aaron. Yes.
The young Aaron. I have these messages from your higher self.
Ooh.
She's going to give you a peppermint twist.
So the idea is that you should just pick the one that's sort of at random that compels you.
I hate this game.
And
so whack.
On the red side, you read the message out loud. Uh-huh. So you put it out into the universe. And then you just say it out loud, and then you read the message. You can read it out loud or to yourself. Right. It's up to you.
Do it out loud.
Just pick at random.
Pick it from the middle.
Take the card,
dude. Nice one. I'm sorry.
Don't stop saying sorry, man.
All right.
You're like me.
Read this one. Okay. I consciously choose to enjoy the game on Earth.
And you don't read the second one, right?
You can if you want.
No, don't read it. Don't read it. Just take it in, my brother. It's true. You do. That thing you said, I think it's true for you. I really
read it,
do.
Read it. Read it. Come on.
I'm liking it. I might have to keep this.
I don't think he's supposed to read it.
Take that one to himself.
I mean, you can take a picture of it. But
fine.
You got to flip. You want to take a flick of it?
No, I'm all right. I think I absorbed.
You absorbed it? Siddhartha, the tree?
That is a message from your higher self.
Inner God. I like that.
After you smoked a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Coach. All right,
Toads,
dude.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start saying that. Toads.
This kid's got the slang on.
Yeah,
on lock,
I like
dude.
That.
I like it. Yeah,
young E40 right here.
Okay, old Aaron.
Not that old, but all right. No, yeah, I guess I'm old. Whatever, it's fine. I've accepted, man.
Can I read you?
Yeah, but go easy on me. Aaron.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we're gonna wrap
so
again because we gotta get out of this situation real quick.
Okay.
You good? You okay taking a break? She's going to read my cards.
Yeah. She's on her knees.
All right. Thanks, Armando.
You about to say something racist?
No.
No, I'm very sensitive to race.
I was going to call him a schmuck, but...
That's cool.
That's racist.
It's Yiddish. Do you have a question, Aaron? If you do, just say it to yourself as I shuffle. So, a 3-card, right?
Yeah, I don't want no long shit, man. I don't want that. I don't want to go too introspective with you, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little scared right now.
It sounds
now.
Like a hockey move, a 3-card spread.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you cut the deck?
okay. fucked. You're
no,
fucked.
No, no, no. Stability is the theme.
Stability is my theme?
Stability.
Let me tell you something. I've been working on that for like fucking. Dude.
Ooh, Aaron. Good cards, man. Really good cards.
Yeah, I like when the ethnic peoples come up on my card. That means I'm connected
I have
to the earth.
Multicultural decks,
I see. No, but I want the ethnic people in my life. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Good stuff, Aaron.
All right. Tell me about it.
Okay. First and foremost, let me just tell you that you have all the resources you need to manifest whatever it is you're trying to get to.
Beautiful.
Damn,
okay?
Man.
Beautiful. You have everything.
Jack and Armando and Jeremy. And
no, I'm serious. I'm serious, Aaron.
Okay.
You have two of the major decks indicating, you know, some big stuff is happening.
Yeah, but you know
what? Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
What did you just get? Did you just get good news? Should I be congratulating you for something?
Yeah.
He's living in the loft.
Hey, just moved.
Oh, yeah, I'm moving on Saturday. The place I'm moving has something involved with it where I sort of moved there for a specific reason.
You got the best card in the deck.
What? Isn't that
the sun.
Isn't that a subjective? Well, listen.
Abundance. Abundance just came into your life.
Mm.
Listen, I'm abundant.
And what it's saying is that currently you have all of the resources you need to manifest whatever the fuck you want.
I think that's really great news. But the other thing about it is like if this stuff was true, then like everyone would be like successful and abundant.
Okay,
and
yeah, you know what?
I read mine and it's like, oh, my house is on fire right now.
Yeah.
I
love it.
Yeah, and you know, there's a woman in your life who will keep you grounded. And
that's what his card says.
Yes.
That's what it says?
Does.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, if she read those cards to me, I'd be like, same.
Right?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a pessimist.
What's his lucky number? His lucky number?
I don't fucking
know. This isn't a fucking fortune cookie, man. Peking
so,
duck.
Congratulations,
well,
Aaron. This is a great spread.
Should we do the God one?
Yeah. It's not the God one. It's a message from your higher self, a consciousness that's more evolved than where you're at right now.
Free my niggas.
You have to say the red part out loud.
I say the red part.
He's blushing.
I consciously choose not to compromise my life.
Yeah, right.
All
Hell
you motherfuckers
yes.
out there,
so
you better know that.
Stop shaming yourself all the
time. Wow, I'm not going to read this. First of all, I'm not going to read this out loud because it's from God. I can't be saying what he said to me. That's like private. But Jack, the first fucking word on this card is anxious.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
Aaron, just say it.
The third card.
Say it,
it's
man.
A message from your higher self.
But we're not but my young Aaron didn't read it, and I got to follow his lead because he's smarter than me, these
See,
young
See, Aaron, you're just not comfortable with accepting the abundance that's trying to come into your life.
I ain't read it yet.
Read it out loud, dude.
When you feel sad, anxious, resentful, or angry, each cell, blood vessel, and organ in your body, feel these emotions within you. The self creates its body with thoughts and feelings every moment of the day. So the most important thing in the whole universe is to be truly happy. Start living your life as you want it to be. Sincerely, God. The G-O-D, motherfucker.
That's deep.
Really bad.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
That was great.
Sid Arthur, what did you think? Was it worthy of the Buddha's path?
It was great.
No, all right, it was great. How do you feel about yours? You seem like you were a little bewildered, a little bit.
Yeah, I like mine. I liked...
Hey, listen. Can I tell you something? I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
Hear another verse.
I do want to hear another verse, but let me say one thing to you. I don't know. You know, we were just meeting, obviously, but you did seem a little bewildered by that read. And you know, the tarot thing is we can say it's subjective, right? But let me tell you something. Well, you are in a time where you're gonna the decisions are coming up, man.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. So, but you're like a good guy. I think you're okay.
You're ready for your rock and roll.
I think this guy's okay. I think he's all right.
I think he's okay.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah, I think he has good.
I'm
grades.
At least okay.
Yeah.
I think it was a nice card. The backside didn't. I feel like the red part really spoke to me because it's like I consciously choose to enjoy the game on Earth, and like to me that can mean two things because it can mean like the game of like your life. But also, like, game, like, you know, like, you know, like squab, guinea hal, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, true.
Gamey meats.
Wow, you took it somewhere else.
Absolutely. The game. Wow, you're very smart. You're very, very intelligent, man.
You know how it goes.
Yeah. I don't know how it goes. I don't know shit.
Yeah, no, we don't know.
I'm lost in the fucking smoke, dude.
Let's see how he feels about this.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Siddhartha on Gunwash dropping live new stuff. Oh! Hey.
Hurry on.
Yeah.
Yo. Sorry, give me a second. I'm chilling. Oh, fuck. Wait. Yo. Gunwash. Chilling with Aaron and Armando. Doug. Pass the papers. Pass motherfucking Fonto. Ayy. Now I'm going off the top, though. My weed's so cheap, you'd think my plug was Costco. I don't know what I'm saying. It's just a freestyle. When you see your sister's phone, don't hit redial. Cause that shit'll be me. Blah! Sorry, fuck.
It's okay, man.
Yeah, bad, yo. Next time, I was like, maybe you throw on a different beat. I'm just not feeling the vibe. My bad, bro.
Maybe we should put on another one. Yeah, this is
nice. That's great. He said, my weed's so cheap, you think my connect was Costco.
Yeah, but
he rhymed Armando with Fanta.
Yeah. And by the way, we had to talk about a long time since I smoked a Fanta. Like, wow. Holy crap. Hey, do you guys, do you think you'd want to, do you have other beats? Do you want to do like a beat that you know? Is that something you'd want to do?
Maybe. I mean, I heard that. I don't know. Malcolm told me that someone else might be freestyling, maybe. I don't know if
that's so true.
No. Kelly. Who else is freestyling? Kelly?
I don't know.
Yeah, he does not.
Noah?
All right. Noah, you want to get on this? All right. Yeah.
Basically, I need a beat for you, buddy.
No, listen. Right. We're going to look for a beat for you.
All right.
But you look like you're handling this well. You sat through the show. You seem a little introspective,
you strike me that you have really much to say.
Yeah, I mean,
almost so much that you're not able to say it.
Yeah, it's almost like I can't articulate.
In all fairness, I don't think he's being asked any questions.
No.
Ooh.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I don't know.
You know,
coming at the premise of this.
Okay, well, maybe you have a question for him then, fucking smart ass.
Yo, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Maybe we could talk about. I remember in Malcolm's episode, he said like you guys like asked him, he couldn't like say any '90s stuff.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I didn't. I thought we had talked about that too many times.
We don't want to talk about the '90s. All right,
we don't want to talk about the '90s.
Hey, we know we could play a fun game.
We want to expose.
Let's see. Do you know what this beat is?
Typish.
Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Yo. Alright, fuck it. Fresh to death, put me in a tomb. Beat by DJ Premier, it's called Boom. No, don't need a girlfriend's coons. Got your bitch wet, log flume. Six Flags, splits. Fuck, I don't know. Got a sign on the wall. Shit say Cola Vita. I'm at the Gunwash show and I'm rolling up the Chiba. Tarot cards. Fuck it. Okay, you can
say it. Hey, no.
It is true that you kind of have like a different cadence to beat these days.
Yeah, I mean,
Odette is asking me to rap.
Who's rapping?
Wow, Jack, you should rap. Jack, I don't know. I might blush if Jack raps though, but that'll be
really.
Yeah, I probably blush a lot if you did.
Let's see.
It's
vulnerable.
Hey.
Wow.
Jack Inslee.
Okay, fine.
Oh, wow.
I still got it, I'm the hottest with flows. Bitches blow me like snot from their nose. No, I cannot be composed. I'm on a roll, yeah, I've been spitting. What's up now? These kids thinking they producers with they fucked up sound. I make a living from it, you? Barely even living through it. Disrespect, I'm more than sick. I only fuck with gifted music. Damn, I'm a son of a bitch. I've been telling them I'm the most talented. I'm something to kiss and tell them.
Ah, fuck. Nah, but that's
what I got.
There you go. See, now he's going to rap.
Can I say something?
That got me hyped, Jack. That was some good shit.
Yeah, word. There you go. But it's a totally different sound than, like, the new shit.
Yeah, that's like the old man flow.
Yeah.
All right. Yo. Is my mic on?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay, my bad. Yo. I'm chillin', I'm fucking high as shit. All this violence has got us feeling riotous. We taking over like some motherfucking pirate ships. I'm flowing on some God shit. Wait, I'm in some Poseidon shit. I'll be supplying this tireless, exclusively spitting fire shit. Turn this fuck, maybe cause your boy is Irish. I'm flying shit, and when I'm dead, I'll be smoking blunts with Osiris. Hiding this melancholy, I'm the Dalai Lama with a thotty on. I'm probably on another level of comprehension. Not to mention, really, Brooklyn's finest kid. I'm in the lab like a scientist. I'm ripping tracks savagely up on some Maya shit. Running some science around my iris. The room hole spinning like a Vitamix. Bitches copping Xanax or with they daddy MX. And they got the supply like they plugged a psychiatrist.
Woo!
Ooh.
Yay! Woo.
Jack Inslee and Young Siddhartha tonight on Gun One Live.
Do you guys remember like episode...
That was good.
Episode like Gunwash -1 when it was Zach, that kid that could rap. That was
name? Yeah, I don't remember.
But he kind of reminds me of him.
Oh shit! Oh, a Goldberg. Did he come on?
Not Alex Goldberg. That kid that came in with Zach episode Gunwash -1.
I'm trying to think of who it was. I know who you're talking about. Who was that?
He was like, yo, I got grown men trying to wear, like, my Rolex or some shit. Like,
yeah, who was that? Oh, fuck. Who was that?
I don't know. What's his name? I forget. His name is on the top.
I don't know.
But
whoever it is, you're much better than
Mondo. Is it getting around? Mondo. Is it all spilled out? Oh, yeah. Does it come in packs? Mondo. Is it mental? Fundamental. Mondo, Mondo. Is it big on pace?
Yo, so I guess we never got to make a Twitter for this kid because this kid said he never had a Twitter. So
yeah,
we're gonna try to make one right now.
What's
gonna
be old?
Well, nowadays, kind of not really. I think it's never gonna be like the best. But I think a person that like raps should have a Twitter, and you should have a Twitter because you could have like a bar on every like time you tweet.
That's true.
And not even as that, you could like let's say you want to have a beat from somebody, you can really get the beat from that person like directly.
I feel that.
So, if you had a Twitter, would you want to make one on the air or not?
I guess so. I guess
you know what? You shouldn't even do one on the air. We should just do drops.
Oh yeah, I could do a drop. I got some.
It is time for drops, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's time for drops.
All right, how many drops do we do?
Let's do like at least four or five.
All right. So I was thinking because Noah actually told me about the drop. I know that might be against the rules, but
no.
I was thinking maybe. Maybe like a rap drop for one of them at least.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yeah.
So do it up.
Do it up. Whenever
just
you're
whenever?
Ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, this is chopped later. You're
this
good.
Is like real.
All right. Woo. All right, here it comes. How did it go? All right. Yo. all right. Yo. I fuck a fat bitch. I call her Big Bertha. I'm rolling up this motherfucking yerba. This is a Gun Wash live and direct from Roberta's.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Poetic,
very nice.
Even.
Very poetic. Very conscious, so to speak.
Yeah.
Keep it coming. We got tons of time.
Get another drop going.
Sorry, Kelly. I didn't ask him enough fucking questions. We're going to just have him do
stuff.
I
mean, it's never too late, Aaron.
Nah, we're just have him do stuff. He's got energy. All right.
This drop, I think, is going to be an homage to my good friend Malcolm.
All right.
You know, I've never really said cunt live on the air, but I'm just going to go ahead and say cunt.
How many times have you been on the air?
I don't know.
It's his first time.
That was his drop. I was just doing a little homage.
That's a good one.
Can you do one that says, hey, my name is Sid Arthur or whatever? And
do a Sid Arthur one, and then you could do an Aaron one.
All right. Hi, my name is... Oh, wait, no. Let me start that over. hello, you're listening to Gunwash, and this is Sid Arthur on the beat. Nah, fuck that. Let me do another one.
Well, that was a great drop, though.
I don't know. It should be like one of those Hot 97 things where it's like, hey, oh, what's good? It's me.
Yeah, Jack, can we get some kind of like...
He knows. Go ahead. Do
okay,
that.
Cool, cool.
Hey, what the fuck is up? It's me, Siddhartha. Gunwash. Yeah.
See, that's wonderful. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Anyway, wait. Let me think.
This is Contessa Studo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man. But at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio. So you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
All right, so let me think of something like deep like that. Just give me like 2 seconds, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kelly, give us a drop in the meantime.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly, do a drop. Just give an example, because you know so fucking much.
Hey, what's up? This is Kelly, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow,
classic.
Ashley, you want to do a
classic
do a drop?
Clinical psychotherapist over there.
I guess, all right. Hey, what's up? It's Siddhartha, and you're listening to Gunwash, and there's a fucking boar's head mounted on the wall.
Yeah, good. That works.
I think that's not the... Yeah, we get that one quite a bit.
Is that a real boar's head?
No.
Is that true?
No, well, yeah, it is. It's taxidermist.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh, I guess they're putting on a beat for me to rap to.
Yeah, young Siddhartha here on Gunwash, live and direct for you.
Ah, Bushwick. Yo. I take 3.5 grams to the face. Yo, I'm the king of the rap game. Call me Henry the Eighth. I crossfade cops and eyes by the case, and I'm eating twice while I got impeccable taste. I'm hungry as fuck, I'm no hypochondriac. Catch me at the tree man shed, boy, I'm probably smack. Getting head high boxing in a Pontiac. Fat motherfucker getting bread like Steve Wozniak. Trippy shit, this that Salvador Dali rap. Spitting straight facts, dog, you could check the polygraph. Had your side bitch think she was insomniac. Had your melancholy packs of the loud. Like we out in Holland, but my eyes are only red, cause I'm allergic to pollen. That's one for the money and two for the show. 3 fucking eyes, but y'all got your turd clothes. That's one for the honeys and 2 for my bros. 3 for THC, CBD, and BHO. Like Nat Pass achieving like we playing Halo. I got that Rasta Pasta Fettuccine Alfuego. I'm balling like NBA, y'all in a D-League. I need a bleezy, we out to fucking Sealy's. I'm with your bitch undercovers like a DT. I got a bigger oil rig than BP. Let's take it again, fuck it. Yo. Flow sick, breast cancer, finna get this off my chest. Got the fire ass delivery like Planet Express. Fuck.
Imagine you get the rest
fucked
of the shit. Like, imagine that like, you always rap as you talk. Like, every time you talked, it was, like, always rhyming.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Well,
that'd
look,
be,
I can, you know, it's, it, listen, you're doing great. And don't need to get so angry at yourself, by the way.
No, I like how he gets angry. I think that's
actually,
good.
Actually, you know, getting angry at yourself, maybe
that's
part
good.
Of your style, you know what I mean?
That's good. It's part of the gig, yeah.
It's kind of reminding, or it's making me think about what it would be like when you have a kid.
Oh, boy.
You have, like, these...
Woo. Have what?
You're sharply looking at him.
Yeah.
Intensely looking at him, and he keeps shaming himself in a way that is probably reminiscent.
It's not because of me.
Of a time for you.
A time?
Young
what do you mean, right now.
Right now, actually.
So true, Kelly. So
no,
true.
He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, again.
Don't listen to her.
He's giving me those looks before.
I want
him.
You to succeed, motherfucker.
And Aaron goes, the redhead goes, no, it's okay. It's like the hug. It's the encouragement he really wanted at one point.
Nah, he feels fine.
I could go for a hug right now, actually.
I got you. We're sitting right now, so I can't, you know, reach over and such shit, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Well, this has been
it's
wonderful.
I love the shit out of this show.
This has been great. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
What up, Kenny Basil? Don't kill yourself.
Please don't. And tell them again where they can find your music, and make sure you give them a nice message before you leave tonight.
All right. Follow the Instagram Siddhartha SIDDHARTHA _DABBINGTON, and then also SoundCloud Siddhartha. I think the URL might be like, I don't know.
It's probably like, SoundCloud.com/Siddhartha.
We'll put it on our Instagram later.
Yeah, exactly. And a message. Go fuck yourself.
Well, that's a very strong message, and we hope that everyone listens and goes by that.
I want to...
And it's been wonderful having you, Aaron.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
We do see a bright future for you. You're doing well, and you're surrounding yourself with great friends.
A-plus.
A-plus for you. And
sorry for putting you on the spot for an hour and a half.
You know, listen, Kelly does this thing where she says, oh, maybe you should ask him more questions.
Negative.
Actually, you know what? We were very happy just having a conversation. We didn't necessarily want to ask him why he's a rapper or who he likes to listen to a rap. We like his rap.
Yeah, we like it.
Sorry, I failed.
You didn't fail. You did great.
Thank you. And listen, we're not here next week, and then I believe the week after that is Ween, so we'll discuss with our audience how we'll move forward as far as that. You know, this is Gunwash. We're here every Thursday.
Shout out to everybody.
Not next week.
Bye.
Shout out to Johnny, Little Jono.
9 p.m., late call-ins.
Shout out Zoe Weitzman.
Shout out Anthony Avatar.
And shout out to Max Bode, Rata, the Great Guys Club, Steve Fuentes, and
waiting
all our
friends.
Pals.
Shout out to, I have no one to shout out to.
Okay, and late call-ins are 718-497-2128. We'll see you soon here on Gunwash. My name's Aaron.
Triple P.
And our guest tonight was Aaron. Good night.
Shout out to Bernie Sanders.
Hurry home.
Tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awali, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.